But we are a new anomaly of living in single generations or two generations households. And I believe that ultimately we're going to see a resurgence of multi-generational households because of this fact that I actually started with the answer, is that the community of multi-generations ensures that the family traditions, that the culture, that how you are going to be, those skills that you get to be the women, the men that are furthering this country along, furthering the world along, that support of multi-generational is there. I tell this story. It happened when I was about five, because I can remember it was the clown wallpaper that was in my bedroom. And my bedroom, imagine my bedroom door is here, and the bathroom door is where the camera is. And I was watching my grandmother, who was sitting in her chair as my great-grandmother, who was in the tub, was taking a bath. And they were having the conversation. I had no idea. But what I remember was the water in the tub was started splashing. And Grandma, who was my great-grandmother, said to my grandmother, who I knew was my mother's mother, who told you you were grown? So in a young child, I knew I was never going to be grown. And it is true. When you think about it, you will be an adult, but you will never be grown in their eyes. You will always be their baby, their loved one, their little one, their sweet pea, their pumpkin. They are always going to want to give some protection to you from that. So that is it. And ultimately, I asked Big Mama what it was. And she said she was just asking about something that happened when they were kids, when she was a kid, and they were living in Louisville. But it wasn't, to my great-grandmother, it wasn't an appropriate question for her to ask, because it was going back to a different time. And it still wasn't appropriate to have that discussion, even though she was an adult with three children and grandchildren.
And was bathing her.
And was bathing her. You know, like, you're not grown enough to know.